Hey, I need a sixth grader. You come up. I need a seventh grader. You come up, and I need an eighth grader. All right, right here. Okay. So Zach, I need you to stand right here. I need you to stand right here. You're gonna stand right here. Okay. Have any of you guys been to a track meet before? Have any of you guys watched a track meet before? Okay, so there's things in track meets called a baton, right? Have any of you guys heard of a baton? You guys know what a baton is? So a baton in a relay race, you like run, and then you pass it to the next person, and then they take it, and then they run, and they take it to the next person. So this is what I'm going to do. We're going to, I'll face that way. All right, everyone turn to your left, face this way. All right, so I'm going to run. So I'm going to, you start with your hand back here. And then you start with your hand up here. There you go. And then you start with your hand back here. So we're going to go, every time I say run, we're going to move our hands forward and backwards, okay? So if I say run, oh, you're supposed to move forward. Run. Okay, you guys got it. Okay, so here we go. All right, so start where we started. So wherever I said. All right, so every time I say run, you move your hand. Okay, ready? Run, grab. Now do it again. Run, grab. Oh, pass it. There we go. Run, grab. Oh, look at that. All right, this is what we're going to do. We're going to time each of you as you run around the entire building. And no, I'm just kidding. You guys can have a seat. Great job, everyone. All right. Good job. So we are in a new series called The Exchange. And we exchange a lot of things in life. Including in track when we exchange the baton. Can you think of anything else in life that you exchange between people? Just go ahead and shout it out. Okay, so I heard money. What did you say? So social services? Okay, what right here? Okay, Bible verses, you share it with your friends. What else do you exchange? What? Okay, test answers while you're studying because you got the study guide. What else? What? Okay, snacks at lunch, right? Okay, so we exchange a lot of things. Maybe you exchange phone numbers with a friend. Maybe you exchange looks with that boy or girl across the room. Okay. You exchange waves with your friends, right? Okay. We exchange a lot of things in life. And one of the things we also exchange are gifts. But not every gift is a physical gift that you get at Christmas time. Some gifts God has given each of us that we need to use for other people. And in this series, The Exchange, we're going to look at how we can share what God has given us. Okay? And we're going to look at two men in the Bible who one was a mentor and one was a mentee. And you see this all the time in movies, right? You got Gandalf and Frodo. Okay, you have Dumbledore and you have, okay, Harry. You have Yoda and you have, you literally could have said any Jedi and you would have been right, okay? So a lot of times in life and in Scripture, we see older people helping younger people. But that isn't always the case. And today, what I want you guys to understand is that we can help each other discover our gifts. We can help each other discover each other's gifts. So hopefully in your small group time, your small group leader asks, what's something that you are really good at? Okay, I want everyone to shout out their answer that they talked about at small group time. Hopefully you came out with something. Ready? 1, 2, 3. Great. Wow. We have so many talented junior hires in here, and I'm going to get back to that. But Paul, who has been with Timothy for a long time, he knows the gifts that Timothy has. And he's reminding Timothy of those gifts. And so the first gift that Paul reminds Timothy, this is found in 2 Timothy chapter 1. Maybe you guys read it in small group time. Verses 3 through 5, and it says this. It says, I thank God, whom I serve, as did my ancestors, with a clear conscience, as I remember you constantly in my prayers night and day. He's praying for Timothy. I think a couple weeks ago we talked about people, how we should be praying for our friends. Well, that's what Paul's doing. I keep going. Verse 4. As I remember you, as I remember your tears, I long to see you, that I may be filled with joy. And I'm reminded of your sincere faith, a faith that dwelt with your grandmother Lois and your mother Eunice, and now I am sure dwells with you as well. Some of you grow up in a house, and maybe your parents aren't Christians. Maybe they don't even believe in God or they don't believe in Jesus. You just come to church with a friend, which is great. Some of you grow up in a house where your parents believe in God, and they might believe in Jesus, but they don't really go to church every Sunday. They don't make you come on Wednesday nights. You just kind of show up. But some of you are drugged to church every single Wednesday, and you're forced to come every single Sunday morning. And Paul tells Timothy, that is a gift that you have. Some of you have that gift. He reminds him of his legacy of faith. He reminds Timothy that he has gifts from God. Check this out. Verse 6. Paul says, for this reason, I remind you to fan into flame the gift of God, which is in you through the laying on of my hands. I'm going to read that again, but you guys are going to fan the flames. All right? Here it is. Verse 6. Fan the flames. Here we go. For this reason, I remind you to fan into flames the gift of God, which is in you through the laying on of my hands. All right, that's enough fanning the flames. So each of you have a gift. You just shouted it out to me what you were really good at. Each of you have a gift from God. And here's the deal with gifts, guys. Here's the deal with gifts. Gifts from God aren't meant to be just for you. Gifts from God are always meant to be shared. And they're kind of like dads on Father's Day, whenever they get their tools, right? Or for Christmas, they get power tools. And dads aren't just supposed to like keep them in the box and then put them in the garage and then dust them off every now and then. They're supposed to use them to help the family, right? The gifts that God gives us are the same way. We're not supposed to be selfish and keep our gifts. We're supposed to share the gifts that God has given us to help other people. I'll come back to that later. Verse 7 says this, Paul reminds Timothy that he has the gift of the Holy Spirit. Verse 7, for God gave us a spirit not of fear, but of power, love, and self-control. If you haven't been baptized into Jesus and given your life for him forever and made a commitment to follow him, then you don't have this gift. But if you have made that decision, then you don't have a spirit of fear, of anxiety, a spirit of intimidation. No, no, no. You have the spirit of power that you wouldn't otherwise have. You have the spirit of love to love people that you wouldn't otherwise be able to love. You have the spirit of self-control where normally you wouldn't be able to control yourself. And that is a gift that God has given you and that God gave Timothy as well. Next, Paul reminds Timothy that he has the gift of salvation. Verses 9 and 10. You guys read this during worship. It says, Jesus, who saved us and called us to a holy calling, not because of our works, no, 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 but because of his own purpose and grace, which he gave us in Christ Jesus before the ages began, and which now has manifested through the appearing of our Savior Jesus Christ, who abolished death and brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. So if you're wondering how to get that spirit of power, this is it. It's through the gospel. It's through salvation. If you have this gift, you are immortal, says Paul says. You have immortality because Jesus has abolished death for you. Eternal death. He has brought you to life, and you now have light in this otherwise dark and pretty confusing and frustrating world sometimes. So he has the legacy of faith, he has gifts from God, he has the Holy Spirit, he has salvation, and he also has a mission that matters. God has called him to do something. And this is found in verse 13. He says, follow the pattern of the sound words that you have heard from me in the faith and love that are in Christ Jesus by the Holy Spirit who dwells within us. Guard the good deposit entrusted to you. He tells him what to do. He tells them to use the gifts that you have. Because we were created to be around people. Have you ever thought about if you were the only person that existed, you wouldn't have a name? Have you ever thought about that? Because you wouldn't have to share it with anyone. You would just be you. You wouldn't know how to write because you wouldn't need to write. You wouldn't have anything to write about. You wouldn't be able to tell the time because the only reason we have time is to help each other know when to be places and when to do certain things. There's lots of things, but God, he exists in community. Before anything was created, there was God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. He was living in community. And whenever he created us, he created us in the image of God. And whenever he created Adam, and there was just one person, he's like, you know, it's not good for mankind to be by themselves. So he created someone else. Because we were created to be with people. And we were created to use our gifts for other people. And so Paul is telling Timothy, remember all the gifts you have. I want you to use them for other people. Because Paul reminded Timothy of the gifts that he had. And you too can help each other discover other people's gifts. Discover our gifts. And you might be thinking, I don't know, how do I discover, help other people discover their gifts? Well, there's three ways. Step number one is you got to pay attention. It's easy to go to school and focus on yourself, what you're wearing. After you answer a question or a teacher forces you to answer a question, you like freak out. You're like, oh my goodness, what did I just say? I don't even remember what I said. I didn't even hear myself. And now my heart's bumping really loudly and I don't know what's happening, right? It's easy to focus on ourselves. But God wants us to focus on those around us. And so when you're looking at your friends, hopefully you can pay attention to see what are they good at. Are they really good at, maybe they're really good at cooking. Maybe they're really good at sports. Maybe they're really good at music. And so you're paying attention. And then the second thing that naturally comes after paying attention is telling them that they're really good at something. I mean, isn't it one of the best things when your friend tells you, like, hey, you're really good at this, right? That feels really good. And so as a good friend, you should be speaking life to your friends. Tell them, what are they good at? You have to pay attention and you have to speak up. You got to tell them what they're good at. And then lastly, once you tell them what they're good at, you got to work together to help each other discover each other's gifts. Man, it is one of the hardest things to do something for the first time on your own. It is hard to, maybe it's, you know, you eighth graders, it's going to be hard to maybe go into high school on your own. Or it's hard to try out for the volleyball team or the basketball team all by yourself. Or it's hard to sing on stage by yourself for the first time or volunteer in the tech team. And so a lot of times what we do is we nudge our friend. We're like, hey, please do this with us, you know. Please go to the Mary Poppins tryout because, like, I really need help. That's what I had to do. It didn't really work out for me because I can't sing. That wasn't a gift that God gave me, I know. But we need each other. And so you might be thinking, like, well, I don't know what I'm good at. Well, you need to try things, okay? I wouldn't know what my favorite flavor of ice cream was if I didn't try more than one flavor of ice cream. I wouldn't know what my favorite topping of pizza was if I didn't try more than one topping of pizza. One of the crazy things that I like to do at whatever restaurant I go to is, like, I almost always order something new off the menu. And I go there, and I'm like, oh, man, I don't know about this. I'll try it. And then sometimes I don't like it. And I'll be like, well, at least I know that I don't like that, so I'm not going to order that again. But as we learn by even failing sometimes. But you won't know what God has gifted you in if you don't try it. Maybe you're like, I don't know if I would be good, you know, helping Amy in early childhood on Sunday mornings. Well, you're not going to know until you try it. Maybe you're like, I don't know if I would be good running lights on Wednesday night. Well, you won't know unless you try it. And you have to work together as a team because you are created to be with each other. And so, again, the big idea for tonight, you talked about it in your small groups, and I'm telling it to you again. But we can help each other discover our gifts. And when we discover our gifts, we have to use them to help other people. Because if we just hang on to it, we're being selfish with what God has given us. We need to share the gifts that God has given us because God created you to be in community and to help other people. So that's what I have for you tonight. I'm going to pray and we'll go from there. Father in heaven, thank you so much for your word. Thank you so much that we know that we have the Spirit when we give our life over to you. And that is a spirit of power, love, and self-control. And that we have the gift of salvation, which means that this life isn't all there is. There's something else out there. And we can worship you because we know what it is. We love you, Jesus. Help us love like you. And all God's children said, amen. Amen.